That's Andy's hand. Okay.
Players have never really felt out of this game like they haven't really all season. When do you kind of feel a turn there in the third period? That's a big mistake.
Oh, probably when Hedy scored. It's, you know, when you're just looking up the clock, 15 minutes left and you're down one, it's easier to look at that than two. We didn't mind the way we felt we were kind of a little bit of some tough puck luck there in the second. But we felt we were tilting the ice probably the last half of the second period. It was just, you know, it was unfortunate some of the goals that were going in. But when Hedy scored early in the third, that kind of gave us a good vibe, because really nothing had gone on right before Hedy scored. You know, Stammer gets the breakaway and he follows it up, but you know, that goal, we grew a little bit in the bench after that.
Coop Cirelli's been such a force defensively for you guys. He pitches in with the goal there to win it. What does that say about your team and the guys that work hard on get fortunate and they get paid off with a goal after the hard work?
We're deep, and you know, Tony's responsibility has been growing as the year has gone on, and he's starting to play in every situation now, and he's being put in big situations, and he's just a really responsible player, and usually the offense starts coming to more during the league, and they kind of figure out where guys are, what they can do, and that was a great play, not only by him, but Joe and everybody involved. So it was after, you know, that lengthy power play and didn't score, it was a big response for those guys, because it was last minute of the game there, and regardless, they were playing it, and it was big for them to score.
So on the winning goal, all five players touch the puck in the offensive zone. As a coach, what do you like when that kind of play develops and they do that?
Well, we've seen that a lot this year with our group, but it was just more than that. I thought, you know, just our offensive zone time was excellent tonight. Probably benefit a bit. They, you know, unfortunately they lost more early, so they had to play with 5D. But we were wearing on them, and then they started taking penalties, and that's what happens when you spend time in the zone. You know, there are some times that, you know, we maybe could attack the net a little bit more, but in the end, probably our zone time was wearing on them, and, you know, paid off the third for sure.
Did you have any update up
a lot? No, not yet.
Did you have a lot of concussion with him?
No, wasn't that.
You talk about attacking the net. Kucherov passed up a couple of shots on that one power play before that, and he scored the goal. Where does that make one of the bigger goals this season for him? Just kind of.
I don't know. He's got a lot of big ones for us, but it was when you give him open space, he can do that, and I think it's a little bit a carryover from the St. Louis game, because he had some unreal looks in the St. Louis game, and it just, you know, as opposed to, I think he had two posts, and he's got to keep shooting, because he's gifted, puck has eyes, but that was a laser, and that was a goal scorer's goal for where he put that.
So you mentioned a couple of games ago about how it seems like every night history is made again. Stammer was pretty emotional after that 40th goal. How nice was it to see him reach that benchmark again?
Yeah, we met, you know, in the preseason and talked about players' goals and things you want to accomplish this year. 36 was the number, and we were well aware of what he needed to break Vinny's record, and I think the 40 was the bonus, and you know, for him to get them both, it's awesome.
The schedule week works out, though, some time off looks like this week. Just how much does that benefit, just how many a week left of the season to get?
What the benefit is? I don't have to answer your questions for 2 days. See you Friday. We good?
Thanks.
Full speed!
Oh, jeez.